The Genesis Communications Network is sponsored by the U.S. Money Reserve, your exclusive source for gold and silver precious metals. Visit them online at usmoneyreserve.com.
The Good Day Program. I'm Doug Steffen with my friends Kara Schillen, Rich McFadden. He's at the controls and has just pushed a button allowing us to hear a song that has been the theme. As a matter of fact, the Pope was heard singing this song to the members of the Catholic Church. We are family.
Grooving
today.
Through the Vatican.
Grooving at the Vatican. A major document about family life issued earlier today. Been 2 years in the meetings and bishops, questionnaires, all that kind of stuff. This is a document that has been on his mind, apparently, since he became the Pope. It's called Cue the Opinions. Amoris, again, this is Latin for let's all get together, I think. He's been breaking with tradition. I like this guy because he's a leader, Frank. I don't care that he's the head of the Catholic Church. That just happens to be an incidental, just one of those things. But he'd be good at whatever. I think this guy would be good at whatever he had chosen to do because he just has that. You know how some people just have it. So he thinks we should be talking about divorce, same-sex marriage, living in sin, and there's mom and dad and one big happy family that's part of it. But he's a pretty open-minded guy. And is it because he's the Pope?
Well,
his words have more impact. He's a cool Pope. He has strayed from traditional rules. Remember the streamlining the annulment process? How many people, if you're a Catholic, did you hear your
wife
talking about it? What did she say about that?
Well, I haven't talked to her about
forgiving women
this.
Who've gotten abortions as part of the year of mercy. That's another thing your wife, I'm sure, was talking about. A lot of women have been talking about this.
No, not so much that. But, I mean, we had to go through it because my wife was married before I was, and she was married in Colombia. The actual ceremony took place in Colombia.
Right.
That Catholic Church, obviously. And you would not believe what you have to go through in South American Catholic churches to get an annulment or a divorce.
Is it different than
here? There's a little bit of a payoff that goes along.
I was just going to say, if you got money, look at Ted Kennedy.
Yeah.
He gets his first marriage annulled. The guy's got four kids with his first wife, and he gets it annulled. How do you do that and, you know, have any respect for the process, frankly?
But I think what this Pope is doing is just kind of updating rules for the reality of today's world.
We are family.
And trying to do it.
1 billion Catholics.
Yeah, in a way, he still kind of follows the church's rules, even though he hasn't officially changed the rules. He's kind of put out there, hey, listen, we have to, you know, be real.
A papal encyclical. I love that term. A papal encyclical. Ooh. There are 1 billion Catholics, 1.3 billion Muslims. So the Muslims got them beat by 300 million. How many Christians are there in the world?
I mean, you know, Catholics are Christians. The other day, and I was surprised to see that there are more Christians in the world than Muslims.
Well, there are, because you add the Catholic Church together with all the Protestant sects, S-E-C-T-S, and you come up with more than the Muslims. It's Protestants and Catholics combined. You'd think that everybody would kind of get together. Because isn't the preaching of most of the major, if not all the major religions, getting along? Isn't that really? I mean, you hear these people say, well, in the Quran it says this, and the Torah says that, and the Bible says that. Yeah, if you really read, you don't have to read between the lines. If you actually read, although there's contradictory information in all of these books, because they were written by human beings, people say, it's the word of God. Well, everybody's words are words from God because we're all created by the same God, in my opinion. So that's, we all get the same sort of connection, if that's what you want to call it. And so people determine, you know, it's so silly. You get into all of these things and realize how all of the differences that are underscored by religions are so foolish because they all started the same place and then they just had different roots because people have different opinions. It's the same thing that we see today. It's part of the human condition. Part of what we're supposed to be learning in our lessons is that we need to respect other people's points of view and other people's opinions. So Martin Luther didn't like something in the Catholic Church. He became a protester. Thus the Protestant Church begins. And then the Methodists didn't like something, and the Seventh-day Adventists didn't like some of the Mormons. I mean, it just goes on and on and on and on.
And they changed the five rules in the creed of religion, yeah.
Well, foolishness.
You want religion by the numbers?
Yes, Richie, please.
All right, so these are approximate numbers, they say, but it looks like 31% of the Earth's population is Christian. Uh-huh. That equates to 2.2 billion people.
Uh-huh.
Islam has 23%, 1.6 billion people. Secular comes in third with 1.1 billion people, or unaffiliated, 16.3%.
Mm-hmm.
Hindus, 1 billion.
Really?
That gives them 15%. Chinese traditional religion, 394 million.
Taoism.
Mm-hmm. Ethnic religions, 300 million. African traditional religions, 100 million. And then on down, Sikhism, spiritualism, Judaism.
Mm-hmm.
Judaism, 14 million. That's all?
That's it.
Not wow. Many.
Yeah, you'd think because of the impact, people think, well, a lot more than that. Nope.
Hey, there are a million neo-paganisms out there.
Neo-paganists.
Neo-paganists.
Yes.
That's awesome.
Neo-paganists. You know what a pagan is. You know, paganism.
They're the sun worshiper people.
Well,
right?
They don't believe in they don't believe in the one God theory, for the most part. Pagans are multiple God worshippers, if phraseology works.
Yeah, the sun god, the god of wind, the god of rain.
Yeah.
Who do you think's at the bottom of the list?
The god of cows.
Close. No, that would be Hinduism. They're right up there.
Right, that's it. Yeah, they are.
Rastafarians.
Really?
0.6 million people.
Not enough people smoking enough of that pot.
Hey, man. Come on, join my church.
Have right a little of a good toker.
Right above them is the Unitarian
Church. Sounding silly. I don't know anything about that stuff. It's silly.
You know Marley. That's all you need to know.
Yeah, I suppose. I like the music, frankly. I find the music appealing.
Riley's a great guy. He had a great philosophy. Just, hey, man.
I like the song One Toke Over the Line. I've always liked that song.
That's your only pot song you get?
One
Toke,
yeah.
Pot song.
And the lyric line, One Toke Over the Line, Sweet Jesus. And that's what sticks in my mind about that. Probably you could find that song in a moment. Maybe Richie would be clever and we'll be able to sing a chorus of One Toke Over the Line. That didn't take too long. That group is called Orleans, as I recall, right?
Nay.
No, who is it?
No, it's Brewer and Shipley.
Oh, Brewer and Shipley, right. One Toke Over the Line. Let's get up, Richie. Yes. Sound like Orleans, though.
I'm giving you this because it's Friday and we're going out.
Yeah, why not? I like to get to the One Toke Over the Line, Sweet Jesus, so keep playing until we get to that. My one claim to drug fame is liking this song. That's it. All right, come on.
Here you go. Bob
Marley. One more time. One toke over the line, Sweet Jesus. One toke over the line. What does Kara think of this song? She ever heard it before?
Let me see here. Yeah. Hey, Kara.
Do you ever hear this song before? Where'd she go?
I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Yeah.
Have you even ever heard this song before?
I have not.
Really? Look at what you missed out on. Oh, come on. Would you play a little bit more of it for us? Spoiling everybody. Can we put Kara on the hot seat? Kara, have you ever had a toke?
Really going to do this?
Yeah, you can not answer if you don't want to, but not answering it will be considered yes.
Which means yes.
It was legal in Washington State.
There you go. All right, so Richie, have you ever, I've never asked you this.
I have, I don't like it.
Yeah,
I just like you tired and hungry.
I've never imbibed, but I've smelled it, I've been around it. I think people ought to be able to make the choice on their own as to whether they want to use it or not, but I just find it, ugh.
Yeah, I find that I lose all my money at 7-Eleven after an experience there. So.
Right, so something to settle your stomach down.
Yeah.
All right, so we've accomplished great things so far in this Hour of the Good Day program. We brought you the Pope and one toke over the line. And, by the way, that stuff that the Catholics have, you know, the smoke that comes out of that chalice that they swing around.
Yeah,
you know what's really in there?
Right.
Huh? You know what's inside that?
They're playing Marley and having a little fun in
there. That's it. Why do you think the peyote business is so good out in the Southwest? People throwing rocks at the radio now. 18 after on Good Day.
The sweet sound of a squeaky clean engine. It's like music to my ears. Oh, and that's a dirty engine. It's what happens when you use ordinary fuels that leave behind dirty deposits. But new BP gasoline with Invigorate helps clean your engine. With continual use, it can give you more miles per tank. Much better. New BP gasoline with Invigorate. Our best fuel ever. Versus minimum detergent gas, average restored 3 to 5 miles per tank based on fleet testing. Requires continuous use based on what you drive and how you drive.
Welcome to Staples.
Hey, Staples guy, I'm opening a business next door.
Well, welcome to the neighborhood. You know, Staples can print custom signs and banners to help get the word out.
Great, but I gotta watch every dime.
We have low prices every day. And with Staples Price Match Guarantee, you can always get the lowest price.
Perfect.
So when's the grand opening?
Yesterday.
I had no idea.
Neither did anyone else.
Trust Staples for low prices every day. Staples. Make more happen.
Price Match good at checkout for items from retailers operating online in retail stores or products sold and shipped by Amazon. See store at staples.com for details.
Remember when a small business needed a landline? Today, landlines are a thing of the past with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. On the road, at the beach, or at home, Grasshopper helps you grow your business. Get all the features of a business phone system and the freedom of a cell phone with our iPhone and Android apps. Features include multiple extensions for your team, calls forwarded to your mobile phones, voicemails transcribed and emailed, and so much more. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
We are a nation of overachievers. We didn't just send an astronaut to the moon. We gave him a buggy with big old knobby tires to drive on that moon. A freaking moon buggy. So why have we settled for mints that only cover up bad breath instead of getting rid of it? We deserve better. Like Breath Savers. It's a moon shooting buggy riding mint with Nutrazin, which is scientifically to neutralize bad breath. Breath Savers. It's the overachieving mint.
Only twice a year, and it's here. Kohl's lowest prices of the season. Prices so low, no coupons needed. Short sleeve tees for her, just $4.99. Men's polos, just $8.99. Infant tops and bottoms, $4. Performance tops for her, just $7.99. $24.99, Fila shoes. The big one bath towel, only $2.99. Stock up, save big, and get Kohl's cash. Don't miss Kohl's lowest prices of the season. Wednesday through Sunday. Kohl's. Select styles. See store at Kohl's.com for details.
There's a new answer for people in need of serious pain relief. Lidocare has created a one-of-a-kind pain relief patch that blocks pain for up to 8 hours. With the only non-water-based lidocaine patch on the market, Lidocare uses patent-pending technology to desensitize aggravated nerves for an odor-free, ultra-flexible, dry and light solution to pain. The Lidocare Pain Patch from the makers of Blue Emu.
December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy.
Remember Pearl Harbor.
Now you can buy, for the first time ever, the 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender solid gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-800-329-6700 right now or go online to usmoneyreserve.com. 1-800-329-6700.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Song. It's actually a duet he did with Merle Haggard, a number one song in 1983 called Poncho and Lefty. The friendship that they had, a lot of it was due to their ages, their experiences, what they liked in life. They were two guys that had similar backgrounds. The impact of Merle Haggard passing this past week being felt and thought a lot more about than I would have thought, and I don't know why. Merle Haggard seemed to tickle the right bones in people when it came to music. Here is Merle's last number one song. Goes back to 1987, called Twinkle, Twinkle, Lucky Star.
Twinkle, twinkle, lucky star.
Real traditional campy country.
Send me luck from where you are. Can you make a rainbow shine that far?
The quality of the voice as well as the song.
His voice was very pure.
Right. Charlie Daniels talked about Merle Haggard's legacy when he found out he passed away this week.
Merle's legacy will be the great music he left us. His songs are, you listen, in fact, right before I came up here, our engineer, Casey, had his phone. He said he was just pulled a Merle Haggard song that I hadn't heard before. And I mean, it's like, you know, that's what he left us, is that great music that people will be listening to from now on. People will be listening to Merle Haggard. People will be admiring Merle Haggard. They'll be playing Merle Haggard. They'll play more Merle Haggard radio records on the radio today than they've played in the last 5 years together, I'm sure. And it's a dead blame shame they would not play him while he was alive, because he was just as good as anybody they had on the air. And just because it was not the latest thing going on, they didn't play Merle Haggard. What a shame. What a great artist.
Yeah. He was, actually. Here's a guy, I told you during the week, because the first job I ever had in radio when I was a teenager was playing country music on a station in Tiffin, Ohio, where I went to school, the Double T Roundup, and one of the first tunes I ever played was a Merle Haggard tune, who was popular in the 60s, in the 70s, in the 80s, in the 90s, and through to today. Here's a song that he first recorded, 1983, was a Grammy winner that year, called That's the Way Love Goes.
I've been throwing hard.
He re-recorded it with Jewel in 1999. I don't know if we have that version as well, Richie, but it would be cool to listen to.
I've spent most all my life searching for that 40 clover.
All right, so Toby Keith said, oh, wait a minute, this is the Jewel version.
Huh. Yeah. So it is.
My rainbow.
Yeah. There's another lady who's matured and honey, wonderfully.
Dolly Parton. I switched it while you were listening to it.
Thank you, Richie. Dolly Parton said, we've lost one of the greatest writers and singers of all time. His heart was as tender as his love ballads. Rest in peace. Rest easy, Merle. Toby Keith said, the greatest singer-songwriter of my lifetime. Thanks for the music. Tanya Tucker said, we played a lot of gigs together, but some of my fondest memories were hanging out in a natural setting, like the time we sat there by the river in his backyard and ate bologna sandwiches. Kiefer Sutherland said, Richie, Merle Haggard is one of the great songwriters. I grew up on his music, and I'm so saddened by his passing.
Well, there you go. Jack Bauer says makes the fish.
Yeah. 28 after on Good Day.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. Probably of all the questions I get on the Pet Show, the one most disturbing to most pet guardians is their dog acts aggressively around other dogs, and they want to know why they have that problem. There are many reasons why a dog may act aggressively towards another dog. He may just be afraid. He may be stressed because his space is being violated. He may feel the need to dominate. He may be protective of us. He may be very curious, or he may be overexcited. Sometimes what we perceive to be aggression may be the result of just hyper energy. The most important thing to remember, if your dog is aggressive towards other dogs, try to figure out why. If you're walking him on a leash, remember, that leash becomes his territory, and he's going to protect that. Maybe a longer leash. Also, if your dog is aggressive around the house, try to introduce him to other dogs on neutral territory. Very often, when a dog is on neutral territory and he meets another dog because there are so many distractions, the relationship is a lot stronger and resolves the behavioral problems a lot quicker. I'm Warren Eckstein.
Transform your home with the latest hardwood flooring styles from Lumber Liquidators. We've got the leading trends in distressed flooring on sale. Get a rustic, reclaimed look with Bull Barn Oak Laminate. This week, it's 20% off. Or add coastal charm to any room with pre-finished Delaware Driftwood Oak. It's $1 off a square foot. Get popular wood look tile trends from just $1.99. And all in-stock Morningstar Bamboo is 15 to 20% off. Plus more unbeatable flooring deals from 59 cents. And special financing is available. Don't miss the best deals on the hottest flooring styles. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
Progressive brings you Flowetry with Flow.
An RV rolls into a campground. Kids in the back eat turkey, jerky, excessive. Dad drives like a boss with 24/7 support from Progressive. Tomorrow it's off to see the world's largest ball of twine. Would have seen it last trip, but Dad missed the sign.
Get 24/7 help when you insure your RV with Progressive. Call 1-800-PROGRESSIVE or visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No. Icon Geeks on site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks on site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks on site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks on Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Are your Google search results killing you?
Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Lead non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Friends till the end. You can count on me and you can count on us. This is the Good Day Program. Hello. I'm Doug Steffen with my friends Rich McFadden, Kara Schillen, here on the Good Day Program with a focus on, this again, the Panama Papers. Yesterday, the Prime Minister of England, David Cameron, added to the list of global VIPs connected to this thing. I thought that was in the first list the first day, frankly. The papers have accomplished a lot this week. 11 million documents from this Panamanian law firm that detail where heads of state, celebrities, people who are wealthy, hide their cash. And Mr. Cameron's late father had a big trust that happens to be in the documents. Cameron insisted he didn't own any offshore shares or trusts, and that was true. He didn't, but his father did, and then he found out. Now, the question would be, and I don't know whether this is legitimate or not, whether you even care, whether he knew about it. Most people, when their parents pass away and there's a trust or a legitimate inheritance or whatever, they know about it because they see it in the will. Lawyers who may be involved would say, okay, this is what your father left you. Here's the story. This is where it is, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And especially if it's something that's generating money, generating returns, generating income, you would think you'd know where the money came from. So I'm not really buying that he didn't know about it. But you know what? There is nothing illegal in any of this. All it is gossip. And it does provide, I suppose, entertaining information. The one thing, the conclusion that I have drawn from this is the military-industrial complex's network of connections to thugs like Putin. He's at war, supposedly, with or the Russians are at war with the Ukrainians, and yet Putin has a deal with the president of Ukraine. Come on.
And the people of Iceland chucked out their prime minister because apparently he's hiding millions of dollars.
Right. So they're all broke. The country's broke, and he's ripping off money, or he's got money, or just looks bad.
There's some funny business going on.
Well, you can do the same thing. You know. Yeah, it's all about arms, and that's where the profits are in most of this stuff.
Speaking of which, did you hear where all the arms deals are going down nowadays?
going down, you mean where they're taking place?
Yes.
Where they're making the deals?
Yes.
I don't know that I heard specifically.
Facebook.
Oh, yeah, we did talk about that earlier. You may not have been here. Yeah, we did talk
Cars
about
dealers are using
Facebook.
Private Facebook.
Yeah, pages to make the
groups.
Yeah.
To sell arms.
Yeah. Yeah.
So apparently they found seven of them, shut down six. I don't know why we're leaving the other one open.
Yeah.
But so maybe that's where all this money is getting traded at on Facebook.
Yeah. I don't know why everybody is freaking out. Here, frankly, you can do the same thing with a Delaware corporation, a Nevada corporation. You can do it. And that's why these things happen. What isn't being explained well enough, in my opinion, under the circumstances, is why people do this. And they do it. I mean, some of them are just scurrilous and crooks. That's one element. But for the majority of these people and companies, it is being done because the laws in their country are so confiscatory, aimed at trying to extract from people who have money more than in my opinion, what their fair share of taxation would be. So they go to people like this and they do things like this. Because it is better for them and the money. You'll notice that the world isn't suffering because this is going on, right? I mean, the money is put into, I'd like to see it not in military industrial investments, but in other things like maybe green investments, maybe environmental investments, maybe things that make things better in the world. Because I will tell you something. I've been investigating the past couple of weeks some things that I haven't looked at for years, like investments and where to put money. I will tell you something. There's a lot of dough being made in the environmental sector. There's a lot, you know, Al Gore didn't become as wealthy as he is because he's smart. He's smart to a point. He got on this bandwagon, put his dough there, put his money where his mouth was, or is.
You can laugh at me all you want.
All the way to the bank.
Right,
thank you.
Text.
Yeah, let's take the, yeah, exactly. Let's take a trip to the bank. So the one thing, though, that hasn't been focused on enough is President Pukin Putin. Who wasn't actually named in the documents, but all of his best friends were accused. It's like $2 billion, a very complex web of offshore companies. A lot of people now think Putin could be profiting a lot from all of this. The government said smear campaign. And the same thing, by the way, the Chinese, who are more actively likely to shut down a conversation about this because a lot of their leaders are in it. The Chinese have now made it illegal to post any information.
That's convenient.
Right, yeah. No more information. We don't want anybody to know. Nope. No. So, anyway.
Putin rejects corruption allegations.
Oh, yeah, right, exactly.
I'm sure.
Yeah, right. And then, are there Americans involved? And if there aren't, why aren't there Americans involved? What's the story with that? I just think that it's you're going to find some Americans on this list. You're going to find Americans. But for change gives us, it's sort of like from the outside looking in instead of we're in the inside sometimes and we're looking out. We're on the outside looking in.
Listen to Putin. He's great. He was on TV live in Russia yesterday, and he says, I'm worried about the unity and solidarity of the Russian nation.
Yeah, right.
That is why they are attempting to rock us from within.
Good
to make us more obedient to the West.
Yeah, right. It's the West's fault.
Yeah.
That's what he pointed fingers. Oh, yeah.
I found a few of my acquaintances and friends and scraped up something to stuck us together.
This is a conspiracy matter.
Yeah.
Right. I wonder if he plays golf, Putin. He rides horses.
He rides his horse bareback.
Yeah.
No shirt. That's what he does for fun.
He's a big man on campus.
Yeah, he's like 5'2".
Yep, he's got a little wee-wee. That's why he is the way he is. All right, let's see in a moment.
I have no knowledge of that.
The best of television from this past week as we continue on today's Good Day at 40 minutes after the hour.
Welcome to Staples.
Hey, Staples guy, I'm opening a business next door.
Well, welcome to the neighborhood. You know, Staples can print custom signs and banners to help get the word out.
Great, but I gotta watch every dime.
We have low prices every day. And with Staples Price Match Guarantee, you can always get the lowest price.
Perfect.
So when's the grand opening?
Yesterday.
I had no idea.
Neither did anyone else.
Trust Staples for low prices every day. Staples, make more happen.
Price Match good at checkout for items from retailers operating online in retail stores or products sold and shipped by Amazon. See store at staples.com for details.
I'm Jane Applegate, small business expert, with another tip for growing your business, brought to you by Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Set up multiple local numbers to give your business the appearance of being local, no matter where your office is. I also recommend adding a toll-free number to make it easy to serve national customers. There are some 800 numbers, but you can also have an 877-866 or 844 toll-free vanity number that makes your number easy to remember and promotes your business. Keep listening for more ideas here and visit grasshopper.com.
Men, if you're like me, you appreciate the feeling of a clean, smooth shave from a quality blade. The sort of shave that cuts clean, without the burn. So why are you messing around with generic razors that cost $32 for an 8-pack when you can shave with Harry's high-quality German-engineered blades for half the price? And if saving money and a clean shave isn't incentive enough, Harry's will give you their starter set, complete with a razor, three of their world-famous blades, and shaving cream for just $15. And shipping is always free. We'll also give you $5 off your first order. Our way of saying thank you for trying us. How are we able to save you all this money and still give you the best shave you'll ever enjoy? By owning the factory that manufactures them. That's how. So go to Harry's.com right now and enter code 4000 at checkout. That's Harry's.com, code 4000.
There was 56 channels and nothing on. All right, we are at, where are we, 42 after. I say, here we are, and then I say, where are we? Thank you very much. The Good Day program, the focus on the boob tube. Let's see here. The best of TV this past week features something, first off, from The Big Bang Theory, where Sheldon thinks spending time in nature might make him a lot smarter.
What you doing?
I was enjoying some virtual reality. You ruined it with your actual face.
What am I smelling?
Oh, it's car air freshener. I was simulating the smell of the forest.
Not what the forest smells like.
Well, how would I know?
Why are you pretending to be outdoors? You hate it.
Well, Amy showed me a compelling study that demonstrated the cognitive benefit of spending time in the wilderness.
Buddy, I am ready to drive you into the wilderness anytime you want and leave you there.
Well, make your jokes. But some of the participants who spent 4 days in the woods away from all technology reported a 50% gain in reasoning skills upon their return.
Okay, if that's true, why aren't there more genius squirrels?
You may need this more than I do.
Have you ever watched the full episode of the show?
I have. I don't get this.
It's funny. It's
I just and the really fake funny. Laugh tracks. I just don't get it.
It's funny.
And I don't also. I guess I'm just not in the mainstream.
Let's go through our TV stuff today and see how many of these shows you do actually get.
All right. Second bit of information here is from the new season of Game of Thrones.
I'm going to say you don't get this one either.
No, probably not. HBO promoted but see, I'm here to benefit the greater populace, so it doesn't have to be about me here in this circumstance.
We're a
lot of people like
being.
Thank you. Game of Thrones. So there was a huge marathon that ran for most of this past week. Here's the promo for it.
When you play the Game of Thrones, you win or you die. There is no middle ground.
Show them how it feels to lose what they love.
I am the king.
I understand the way this game is played.
Yeah.
A whole lot of sound effects going on.
Makes it, yeah, exactly. It's like Fox News.
We should do that. Just.
We don't have any of that stuff. All right. Netflix is where I think we go for a lot. We begin to binge watch a little bit of stuff. This week, Netflix began promoting the upcoming second season of Grace and Frankie with Lily Tomlin and Jane Fonda.
Kids, brace yourselves.
Frankie, don't bring the kids into this.
Stop.
We want to hear all about your new single, Lives.
Last year, after everything that happened, I was a wreck.
I did start dating a yam farmer.
When?
I ran into him at the farmer's market when I was stalking him at the farmer's market.
Someone named Bill Milstein wants to be your friend.
Shut up. You shut up. It's a text from Phil. He wants to have lunch with me tomorrow. How do I look?
Like a docent at a hairspray museum.
We got a lot going on at our house.
Yeah.
I think Meredith has watched a little of this. I know she likes Lily Tomlin and Jane Fonda. I don't. get this sort of stuff either. But that intrigued me, listening to that. A lot of times you hear some of these things and you watch them, you don't really get it. Although I do like to watch the trailers. That's one of the things. We don't like to be late for the movies because it's neat to see some of the trailers for the upcoming films. All right, so now let's see. What discussion of television this week would be complete without a focus on American Idol and the finale? This is Ryan Seacrest introducing the winner of this year's American Idol competition.
The winner of American Idol Season 15 is...
Doug Steffen.
Trent Harmon!
Mark Harmon's son.
What's your name?
My name is Trent Harmon. I'm 24 years old, and I'm from Northeast Mississippi.
And what are you doing in Northeast Mississippi, Trent?
Well, I live on a farm, Mr. Keith, and we have a restaurant on our farm.
What's the name of the restaurant?
The Longhorn. We've been there about 30 years. I mean, we work hard, you know.
Wow.
It's country, but we work
hard,
you know.
Nice.
That's good. What you going to sing?
I'm going to sing some Alan Stone.
Okay.
Some Unaware.
Okay.
This isn't his winning song, though, is he?
No, this is when he first...
His audition.
Every day, just to see
it. I've seen him a couple times. The kid's got a voice.
Has he?
Yeah, and here's his final song. 20-something.
Big production behind the song called Falling.
Just when I think that I'm about as high as anywhere ever go. I'm trying to see.
He's not the same caliber as some of the other winners.
And why don't you, your body move? It's like it's good, not a show.
Spectacular show last night. Previous winners, Kelly Clarkson, Carrie Underwood, Scott McCreary, Fantasia Barrino, David Cook, Philip Phillips, Jordan Sparks. Returned to perform. The original judges, including Simon Cowell, appeared. Here is what he had to say.
I just thought this would be a good opportune on behalf of myself, Randy Ryan, for Paula to apologize over the years for being so mean to the contestants when we were trying to be nurturing, helpful. You were really horrible, and I think now is the time to apologize to America.
Wow.
It's
wow.
Point.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable. Yeah, guilty as charged, not...
Well, we apologize for her.
Yeah, thank you.
And I'd like to say on behalf of us, thank you, America, for inviting us into your homes.
Absolutely.
Thank you for the contestants. To Fox for actually putting us on air. For you guys for being actually my best friends now. Now I'm going to miss you.
Aww.
Oh, thank you, too. We love you, man.
This is an amazing journey.
All right. So now the $24 question is, what happens to Ryan? What's his next deal? Or he's got 35 other deals going on. He was asked by Natalie Morales what his plans are.
We sat down with him on the Idol stage just days before the final episode ever.
This has been my home for 15 years, and I'm getting close to getting tears myself. It would be impossible for me to not get emotional at that finale.
The race to our finale continues.
His famous co-stars say he's the show's secret sauce.
Since the first day I was here, I thought to myself, okay, he's in charge around here. Without him, this does not run.
You, as the host, you're sort of the glue that holds it all together. Do you think you've been given enough credit over the years?
I think I've been given plenty of credit. I realize and I remember when I had none of it.
What do you think was the key to your success and to getting this?
I was scared to death of failing. I remember saying to my parents, I'm going to put my stuff in my Honda and I'm going to drive out to L.A.
This is a kid, by the way. I'm going to tell you the story quickly about him. He was a disc jockey. I started when he was 17 years of age on a suburban Atlanta radio station. Quickly got a job in Atlanta, stayed there for a couple of years, had his sights set on going to Hollywood. When he was 22, he did just what he just said. He packed up his Honda, drove to L.A., got a job at a suburban L.A. station. Then he got into the city quickly made a mark for himself. A couple of stations, he decided he wanted to be just like Dick Clark when he grew up, and he's grown up. 51 after on Good Day.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Steffen when you want. Bookmark the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line number today, 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.
Hi there, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and we're looking in this time of terrible financial crash, terrible meltdown of the medical system, we're looking to pay people obscene amounts of money if you become a student of our business at Youngevity. We will help you actually take care of people better than the medical system has. Think about it. We spend more money in America for healthcare than all the other 218 nations the world put together, and they can't even solve weight loss problems. I mean, the medical system can have a total mental brain fart, and if you do this, you will be able to save an enormous amount of people from being overweight, being obese. They don't even know what causes obesity. Believe me, we know what causes obesity. In the medical system, they think it's from eating too much. It's not from eating too much. It's actually a mineral deficiency. Do you solve a iron deficiency anemia with a bone marrow transplant? That's what they think. Do you solve a mineral deficiency that causes obesity with a gastric bypass? That's dumber than a stump. Contact us at GCNminerals.com. Learn how to lose weight, look good, and save yourselves a gob of money.
December 7, 1941, a date which will live in infamy.
Remember Pearl Harbor. Now you can buy, for the first time ever, the 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender solid gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-800-329-6700 right now or go online to usmoneyreserve.com. 1-800-329-6700.
Like to get away, Pauline Frommer is here from Frommers.com, the home of the Frommers Travel Guide, with lots of deals. They have lots of partners. They are the most trusted people in travel. They've been working at this since 1957, so they know their way around travel. We'll be talking about experiences that you might want to have or may have had this week, so stand by for some nice travel information here on Good Day.
Now, kid, I know you look at me and think, man, that guy knows everything. And you're right, I do. But occasionally even I get stumped. I know, hard to believe. But when I need help, I get it from Grainger. Grainger can solve just about anything, from finding the right products to advice on installation to troubleshooting. Grainger gets me what I need right when I need it. When a guru needs a guru, who does a guru call? Guru calls Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Grainger.com or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Pauline Frommer is here from the Frommer family, the Frommer's Travel Guide. I wonder what you thought when you saw that United Flight 724 took off from Honolulu on its way to San Francisco, and 2 hours out, they turned the plane around and went back to Hawaii because the pilots realized they didn't have enough fuel. I'd like to be sitting on that plane.
Oof. Oh, my goodness. Yeah, can you imagine? There's always something, isn't there? And I know a lot of people are nervous about the fact that Virgin and Alaska are merging.
I don't get that. I understand that if you leave it to Richard Branson, who made the most money in this because he put the seed money into it, but he didn't want to sell it. It's his brand, but yet because he's not an American citizen, he couldn't have enough ownership to counter the board of directors who wanted to cash out. So, Virgin America...
The board of directors were having to pay him, I think it was $8 or $9 million a year just for the use of the name. Yeah. And so this is going to be a big cost savings for them. I'm not sure if it's a bad thing. I think, you know, Alaska and Virgin both have great reputations. They have good on-time records. They have good customer service. Yeah, the purple lighting is going to go. You're no longer going to have the groovy experience that you once had on Virgin. But I think they're going to do well by the passengers in terms of, like, the frequent flyer numbers and that.
You're an expert. I'm not. I just travel a lot. I don't agree with you. I don't. I think Alaska Airlines is nothing special in the air. I just find them to be flat blah. And I don't understand how, because of the cachet of the Virgin name, if you don't keep that Virgin name, then what? How people are really going to think, okay, well, I'm going to go fly American to Los Angeles or whatever. Richie, turn that up.
Ah, there, go, my airline talk is up. Time to get into some travel news.
Pauline, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Well, the cachet of the Virgin name came with a big price tag, as we discussed, $8 million. And, you know, it may be because of where you are. People who live in the country where they have to use a lot of Alaska love it.
Really?
It really is a very popular airline. It has one of the best on-time records in the industry. Mm-hmm. It loses the least bags. It's considered very customer-friendly. So, yeah, it's not as hip. It's not as cool as Virgin. But it also doesn't have that $8 million a year price tag attached just to using the name.
Mm-hmm.
So, we'll see. We'll see.
Yep. All right, there. You wrote this week about taking your teenager who is looking for a college home on a vacation, visiting colleges. How do you structure a good trip?
And I think I didn't. I got so overwhelmed with how many choices there were that I took us to 18 colleges in 2 weeks, which was overwhelming. So don't do that to your kid. Don't make the same mistake as I did. But also look at which schools where it's important to visit. The schools that are really, really competitive, that have so many people applying, they don't care whether you visit or not. Whereas other schools, they'll take note because their ratings are based on how many people accept them back if they put out, if they say to the applicant, yeah, we want you. If the applicant then thumbs their nose, it's bad for their ratings. So certain schools, it's really good to visit in terms of that. Certain schools, it's not. But the key is your kid will have a lot better chance of getting into a school if they apply early decision.
Yeah.
So you want to see schools that your kid may like now rather than waiting until their senior year,
minus
junior.
Right.
Yeah.
Junior year is the time to travel. If you're just applying now, you're going to take the low end of the totem pole. You're going to, like, most of the decisions and acceptances are going out in April, and that's late. Some of the early people are in November. This is the time in junior in high school to be going out. Pauline, thank you. Pauline Frommer from Frommers.com. The Frommer's Travel Guide is there.
I'm Nick Sobolewski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy, for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details in the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health issue and company and other factors. Not available.